Hey everyone, this is Britt, your host, Britt Contreras, on Hello Gorgeous Mama, and my kiddos are asleep right now, so hopefully I don't wake them up, but I thought this would be a perfect opportunity to dive in deep and just have a spontaneous conversation. So let's see where it takes us. Okay, so there has been so much going on, and I feel like especially with light workers and those going through some intense spiritual soul growth, soul awakening, you are like being tested to the max. And it's not just you. And I laugh it off because if you know me, I either smile through it or I laugh through it because that's the only way I can stay sane. So let me backtrack. We have Mercury retrograde. And if you don't know what that is, please look it up because it definitely has to do with a lot of rise in just different things in energy and emotions and communication being like complicated, okay? So that just ended. However, that was like this last week, and I would even say like it's been going on for weeks. So if you've been experiencing like a lot of different challenges, situations that have come up, scary things, maybe even some traumatic stuff, I get it. Because lately, I can't really talk about exactly what I've been going through lately, but it has been heavy and it's been hard to get through. But one day at a time, like I say, and just working through it and releasing and letting go of my fears and just doing what I can to be proactive about things and to make sure that I'm doing the best I can to control what I can and to let go of what I can't control. So, but let me just say that I will not let my life be run by evils of the world or anything that's trying to stand in my way for me being who I'm supposed to be. And you can damn be sure that that will not happen with my kiddos. So Mama Bear comes out full force because I am just, no, I don't do that. I am starting to realize that I've always been introverted. I'm outgoing when it comes to certain people, like that I gravitate to or that I connect with, that I vibe with. But I think that's where the fear has been, to be my full self and to be my authentic self. And don't get me wrong, you're probably like, but you share all the stuff all the time that's personal. So you are being truthful. I am. But there is a big part of me that I've been holding back. And that big part of me has been being an intuitive, being a light worker. And I talk a lot about that on my podcast because I feel like sometimes I'm like, oh, not that many people listen to it. So, you know, like maybe nobody is really listening to the fact that I call myself an intuitive or spiritual light worker and stuff like that. But I am one. And whether it be one person or 1,000 people, at the end of the day, my goal is to help other people realize their full potential, to fully step into their power and to heal and to see that they can move past those traumas. Because I think the biggest thing that I've learned and I've heard and I agree with is so many times people say, you are stronger because of your trauma, or you're stronger because of what happened to you, and you, because of your trauma or because of what happened to you, it made you who you are today. And I've heard people counter that and say, well, no, my trauma didn't make me who I am. What happened to me didn't make me who I am. I made myself who I am. And I completely 100% agree with that, because the evils of the world and the trauma and the challenges and the obstacles that are trying to hold you back, that didn't make you who you are. You made yourself who you are. You decided to take a step forward. You decided to go forward. You decided that this was not going to bring you down. Now people can counter and say, Well, if it didn't happen to that person, then they probably wouldn't have been motivated otherwise. I still think that's false, because I think that, let's say that, you know, what happened to me didn't happen to me. There would still be other situations. There'd still be other challenges along the way. Maybe not as traumatic, but there still would be things, and I still have to make that choice to move forward or not. I still have to decide if I'm gonna sit in my, you know, pity party and throw myself a pity party, or am I gonna keep moving forward? And sometimes when I write things, like, I feel like I articulate very good when I'm writing, not so much with words. That's why I've been practicing on this, and I think I've been getting a lot better actually being on this podcast, using more of my vocabulary and limiting my ums and likes and, you know, all those words that you put as fillers because you get nervous, because I'm starting to realize that there's really nothing to be nervous about. I'm just being myself, and if someone has a problem with that, that's okay. Not everyone's going to agree with you. Not everyone's going to like you. Not everyone's going to think that your way is the right way for them. And that's what this podcast is about, is stepping into your truth, into your power, and realizing that you are in control of your destiny. You cannot control how people think, what they do, what they say, but you can control how you feel, what you do, what you say, and how you move forward. So, I'm always going to be just Brit. I don't like Britney, so don't call me Britney. I don't like it. And there's a reason for that. So respect, you know, people's wishes of how they like to be honored. And it's important to people, their identity. So when a mom says they're tired, and the mom says that they worked hard today, or anybody for that matter, believe them, because you don't know what they're going through outside of that 1 hour conversation or 30 second TikTok video that you see. You just don't know. So that's that Spirit wanted me to talk about, I guess. And so this podcast is really going to be just diving into our truth and to kind of talking about how to take that big step forward. So I did something big today. I said a long time ago that I was going to edit and submit my video. Well, let me my book to my publisher. So that's been going for months. And if I'll be completely honest about how long I've been working on this particular book, this book was first starting to be written when my oldest, who is now 6 years old, was, I believe, 5 or 6 months at the time. So, for practically 5.5 years, I have been working on editing, air quotes, this book. And I'm excited for it. I finally pushed the send button, and it's even more vulnerable and more real than I am on my social media. And I didn't even send it to the people that are in the book to kind of look it over to see if they're okay with, by people, I mean my husband and my parents, but I'm sure they'll be fine. I hope, once they read it. So anyways, it's about motherhood, it's about postpartum, and it's a little bit about spirituality, because I will have another book that I've been working on as well. I've been working on a couple different books. It's just that I'm trying to do one at a time to work on and really perfect it and put everything, my heart and soul, into it, because it's really my life, and it's really talking about my experiences and sharing those experiences and being vulnerable and raw and saying the things that sometimes we don't want to admit because we're afraid of being judged. And some of those things sometimes are saying simply, like, I'm exhausted, I'm tired, I need a break. And being a full-time stay-at-home mom now, I feel like a lot of slack or offhanded comments where I see posts or social media memes about how stay-at-home moms should not complain about anything. And it's not that we're complaining, and I'm not trying to speak for everybody. Maybe some people feel differently. But for me, I was full-time working mom, and I was a work-at-home mom at one point as well. So I got a little taste of all three, and I think personally, in my opinion, that stay-at-home mom full-time has been the hardest for myself, because that socialization component is huge. I love my kids to death. I would like literally take a bullet for them, like no joke. Like, I know everybody says that, but I would literally die for my kids. Like, I love them to the end of the earth, and they actually, I would go as far to say that, you know, they're the ones that keep me here, that keep me alive. And I'm not at that place no more, so don't worry. But there was many times when I considered, you know, what am I doing all this for? I'm just so exhausted, I'm so tired, and not in the parenting realm, in the mental health realm, and the trauma realm, and all that stuff, and having to live with that every day and think about a lot of that or get triggered by a lot of it every single day. So that's the part that I get on sometimes. And then I had to pull myself off of it, because I'll look at those faces when they're sleeping and I see how peaceful they look. I see how much mom, I know years from now I'll be saying, man, I really wish that I could hear mom, you know, all day long. And I'll really wish tugging on my sweatpants when I'm trying to finally sit down to relax. I'll really miss the yelling and the crying and the screaming. Maybe not so much the screaming, but, you know, like the talking and communicating, sometimes arguing with each other. Like, I will probably miss some of that. So I try to think about that when I'm having those hard days. But at the same time, I'm trying to give myself grace, because it's okay to sometimes feel like, you know what, I'm just overwhelmed, I'm exhausted, I'm touched out, I'm tired, and I just need a break. That's all I'm asking, is a break. And I think that it is sometimes misunderstood unless you're in that spot, and it's looked at as like you just sit at home all day, or you don't have really anything going for you. And that's where I kind of want to, like, just kick that in the ass and kick it away. And for trying to find the words here, but what I'm trying to say is I want to throw that whole concept away, because we don't just sit all day. Most of us are taxi services. Some of us are, you know, unpaid chefs. And someone on TikTok said it really good too. They're like, man, why is it that a stay-at-home mom gets so much slack, but yet if someone pays a nanny or a daycare, that's considered a job, that's considered work. But if you, the parent, are choosing to stay home and doing that same amount of work, same amount of, you know, trying to regulate emotions of toddlers all day long, and your own emotions if you are also going through your own stuff, which should no way be on your kids. So you're trying to control all that so that way they don't feel all that. That's kind of pushed to the side, because it's like not looked at as important as someone that's doing a pay job. So, and I would never take any amount of money to watch my kids. I want to be home with my kids. That's not what I'm saying at all. But what I am saying is that when people lose value in the importance of any mom, stay-at-home mom, working mom, work-at-home mom, you know, any parent for that matter, not even just moms, there's dads too. And I'm not trying to forget the dads. I'm just speaking from my own experience and my own opinion of how I've seen how I feel and how I feel like people discount it. Is any parent that is taking the time to invest in their kids, no matter what kind of job you have or whether that be your only job for now, it's important because we're raising future generations. Parents are important. Teachers are important. Anyone that comes in your child's circle and is trying to build them up and help them see their own value within themselves are important. People that are trying to tear them down, those are the people you got to warn them about. Those are the people you have to have them set boundaries and put up walls against, because they're going to try to bring them down and knock them down to thinking that they're just a child and that they're being a child has no significance or importance, which is not true at all. To me, a child deserves respect just as much as a parent, as an adult. So I have taught my kids to be vocal sometimes. Really vocal, and I kind of have to remind them that it's okay to be vocal, but there's also a respect level and there's a way to say things. It's not always what you say, but it's how you say it. So all those things, yes, is just parenting. That's our job. That's what we're supposed to do. I understand that, but not everybody does it. And it's not about getting a pat on the back, but it's being respectful to other adults for choosing a different lifestyle than you. You might not lead the same path. You might not follow the same direction, and that's okay. Kids are going to learn by their parents and by their role models in their lives. Whoever's more takes the time, and even if you're a full-time working mom, when you get home or on the weekends or you're making them a lunch, you're taking time to talk with them, to build connections, that's you investing in them. That's you taking time with them. So it's not to discount the time that you have, whether you have all day long with them or you only have, a few hours with them. It's quality versus quantity. So everyone's value is just as important. That's going to be around your kids, is what I'm trying to say. But I'm speaking, of course, from a full-time stay-at-home mom right now, because that's what I am. But I don't just, those little boxes when you go and you fill out a job application or any other application, or you have to apply for certain things to the government, it asks you what's your occupation. And one of the check boxes, I believe it says homemaker. I don't know why, but I just have a problem with that whole homemaker term. It should be like boss mom or something like that. And if you're working, working boss mom or whatever, I don't know. Anyways, I think that, parents that really take time to build those connections with their kids, that's the ones that are creating future generations. And that doesn't mean that sometimes you can't do screen time or you're not on your phones, but there's a balance, I think. And I think a lot of people right now are criticizing other parents for doing this or that, but finding that balance in your family and seeing, because not every kid, connection is gonna, I think, go across the board with every kid, every person. You try to connect with an adult on something of a similar interest, of course you're going to have something to talk about. If you go into a room with a bunch of people that you don't even try to find one connection with, it's going to be super awkward. So same thing with kids. They want to build that same connection. They want to have that connection. And they want to know that they're heard. But, every kid's going to be different. I have 3 of them, and they're all different, completely different personalities. They all want different types of attention, different types of way of feeling. Hi, baby. Did you just wake up? Okay. So that's what I'm talking about. We'll just end here on a reading real quick because my little one just woke up, and like I said, I want to take the time to spend with them when I can. Let's see. So what's coming through is just basically what we were talking about, and then also just I talked about Mercury retrograde ending. So now right now, like, all the chaos has been up in the air, has been going, but now things are about to settle down and it's time to really just manifest and take that next step. So today I took that step by submitting my book finally to the publisher, and maybe to you it might look different, or baby step. And you know, if like, because even though I am a full-time stay-at-home mom, like, I'm also making sure that I look inside and say, okay, what is important to me? What creates value for me? Well, being a great mom, being a great wife, but also not losing myself and my own identity before I became those things. So what was important to me before? I always loved to write. I always loved to journal. I always loved to go out in nature. So doing more of those things and committing to them and spending time to meditate, spending time to be with myself and look inside and see what is important to me as an individual person. And then, because I really believe when you take care of yourself and you take care of what fills you up and, you know, fill your cup, then you're able to fill up your kids' cups and you're able to really invest in them and their dreams and their goals by also making sure that you don't lose sight of who you are. So right now, just if there's a lot going on around you, just try to stay planted firmly in the ground and go outside in nature. Like I said, if you need to feel that physically, like literally barefoot, plant your feet in the grass and just kind of ground yourself. And try to take deep breaths and really focus on one thing at a time if that's what you need. And then let's see what else is coming through. I heard connection again. So I think like building those connections within the relationships that are around you that are going to build you up and support you in those dreams. And then there might be someone that you're kind of not really seeing that could help you with insight to a situation that you need more help with. So someone with incredible insight that can help you kind of navigate everything that's going on, the chaos in your mind, and help you kind of help you ground. And they're not going to be coming from a judgmental place, but from a place of really just trying to be there for you and be supportive. So about clearing out all that clutter and kind of reorganizing things, that way you can find it is that's missing that you really need as part of your puzzle piece to kind of keep moving forward. Because if you've been feeling like there's something missing in your life, then it's kind of in front of you, but with all the other stuff that is blocking it and kind of almost like when you're trying to remember a dream sometimes and you can't and it's too fuzzy, but then as you kind of throughout your day you run into something that might have been a picture in your dream, then it kind of clicks for you and you're like, oh, and then the dream becomes more visual for you. So you're trying to clear out all that blurriness and shadows around to really get to the light, the center of what you're wanting to be and who you truly are. So yeah, I just see a lot of positive changes coming, and that you really have to, if you want, call upon Archangel Michael and to ask for specific guidance about what step you should take next and how to connect further to your spiritual path, your spiritual growth, and your purpose. And don't miss those opportunities, because I feel like they're there. They're right there. They're right there. So, trying to tune in just to think. Is there anything else that I need to tell the collective? For moms, dads, people everywhere. So a lot is going on in the world right now that we know of. There's a lot of chaotic things and a lot of things that we're not used to as human beings. There might be more to come with that. But stay grounded. It's important to be centered and to know that everything is going to come to fruition that is meant to be for the bigger purpose, for the whole, what's good for your higher good. Okay. And thank you for those messages. Please be on your way, and please send everyone with love and light, and may your spirit and your soul be good.
Yes.
So that's the end. And please follow me on Instagram at Hello Gorgeous Mama, and even try writing or drawing what you feel like you might be being called to. And that might help kind of narrow down what you need to do. And you might already know what to do. You're just holding back. So, okay, well, this was Hello Gorgeous Mama. Thank you so much. And I hope you stay true in your power and keep going forward. Thank you for listening to this episode. Please leave feedback and let me know what topics you would like to talk about next. I'm excited to keep this journey with you, and thank you for listening to Hello Gorgeous Mama.